Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On site at Capital One Arena, where we're in the main concourse, sections 106 and 107. If you're coming to the game, when you get into the building tonight, come on by and say hello. Grant and Danny with you on the fan, taking you up to 6:30 and Caps pregame tonight ahead of Game 5 puck drop. As a reminder, we've got Jalen Lane, the newest member of the Commanders receiving corps, just drafted last week out of Virginia Tech, joining the show at 4:30. And D.C. Councilwoman Brooke Pinto will be with us on site here at the arena at 5 o'clock to talk about the possibility of an RFK 2.0 stadium over at the dilapidated RFK site. But right now, let's get to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning in the DMV. And welcome onto the show our buddy Joe Beninati, who is the voice of Caps hockey on Monumental Sports. Joe B., if the Caps can clinch at home tonight, it would be their first clincher on home ice in front of their home crowd in a decade since they eliminated the New York Islanders. Golden opportunity for the boys in D.C. this evening.
As soon as you mention it, I think to Game 7 with the Islanders and Evgeny Kuznetsov absolutely put on a show, and the arena was overwhelming with emotion, sound, volume, those kinds of things that energize home teams. And obviously Washington fans just spent the last two games watching us locally and all the national pundits talk about how loud Bell Center is. I fully expect this evening Caps fans to put their best foot forward and help route that team home to what they hope will be a series clincher.
Joe B., what's got to be the same tonight and what's got to be different tonight to clinch it?
Better penalty killing, Danny, has got to be different. For whatever reasons, and you could point to two specific personnel reasons, missing Ferravari, missing Protas, those are top two PK guys. And without them in the first four games of this series, Montreal's made some hay, a man up. Caps have been the better team 5-on-5, and I would hope that that would stay the same. So there's your easy answer. If the Caps can improve the PK, that's one thing. If they can stay the course 5-on-5, lean on Montreal defensively, strong forechecks, create turnovers, create chances, they should be in business.
One of the ways that they can improve that penalty kill is the return of Alexi Protas, who was third on the team among forwards in time on ice on the PK this season. Do you think he plays tonight? And if he does, who draws out? Is it a Radish versus Leonard conversation, or is there more to it?
Guys, I've watched Protas really closely the last 2 days in practice. There was some thought that he might have been ready for Game 4. I watched him in Montreal as well, in Bell Center. He looked good to me there. He looks really good the last couple of days. And I think for the most part, the thought process behind getting him in perhaps tonight would have been to get a full practice. And the team had a full practice yesterday, albeit for only about 30 minutes, 35 minutes. They're pretty regimented. On game days, they go for about 18, 19 minutes. And on off days, when they get some full practices, it's not much more than a half hour. But it was full blast. There were battle drills involved. Those are the kinds of things you don't do on a game day. So they wanted Protas to go through one of those full, quote-unquote, practices. I thought he looked great. Now it's up to the doctors, it's up to the athletic trainers. Spencer and Alexei, I'm sure, will weigh in. But if I were a betting man, I'd say he's good to go. And the other part of the question is who comes out, right? And I think you've got the two guys surrounded in Radish and in Leonard. My gut feeling would be to take Leonard out. But when I was watching practice this morning, it looked like Radish was on the ice a little bit more. Leonard was off the ice with the regulars. Radish was out there a little bit longer, more with the guys who are the healthy scratches for tonight. So the inclination, just judging by morning skate, was that it would be Radish.
When you say you would think to take Leonard out, he played his lowest time on ice of his career in this last game, I think 9:25, which was also the lowest on the team. Is that because you'd want to hinder or affect the fewest lines possible?
That's always my thought process, but Spencer's the head coach, Grant, and he definitely knows what he's doing, and he has what he has in mind. I'm curious, you know, there aren't any morning line rushes anymore. There are no tells as far as who's playing with whom earlier in the day. So, you know, it was not a full morning skate practice. Not everybody was on the ice. In my world, I would try to, you know, with the return of an Alexei Protas, assuming he's good to go, I would think you'd want to influence as few lines as possible. And you could do that if you wanted to keep Beauvillier with Strom and Ovechkin. You can do that. And you could pop Alexei back in on that third line spot for Leonard. And then you'd keep the fourth line, Duhaime, Dowd, and Radish together. That would be my thought process. I'm not the head coach. The head coach knows what's best for this team. He knows that the Caps are going to need their best effort tonight because Montreal is going to give them their best punch. This is a stay-alive game for the Canadiens. The urgency level for the Caps has to be at its fullest, and I'm sure Spencer's going to put the best lineup out there that he believes and the staff believes will get the job done.
You know that voice, that's Joe Beninati joining us here on Grant and Danny. Flip side, what adjustments do you might anticipate here from Montreal?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
It's a good question, and it's tougher now, Danny, because of home ice advantage. Martin Saint-Louis, the last couple of games, the home ice advantage affords him the probability and the possibilities of getting the Suzuki line, which is so top heavy offensively for Montreal, away from Washington's determined checking line. And it sure looks like, and it has been throughout the season, that whoever the opponent's top offensive player is, Spencer Carberry, if he has his druthers, puts Dubois against him. First two games, Dubois straight up against the Suzuki line. Last couple of games, harder to do that. Easier for St. Louis to get away, to get Suzuki away from Dubois. We're back in that situation tonight where Washington has the last change. I don't foresee much in the way of personnel changes for Montreal. What I do see is a team maybe more inclined to gamble a little bit, Danny. They've got defenders who love to get up in the play. I'm thinking Matheson, I'm thinking Gouley, I'm thinking Lane Hudson. Those three in particular really can skate. All of them are very, very fluid, fast skaters. I think they're going to try to create as many odd man rushes as they can. The problem being when you play with like that, you are leaving yourself exposed to potential counterattacks. So as soon as that comes out of my mouth, I don't know if Saint-Louis wants to gamble that way right off the jump. But if Montreal falls behind early in this game five in an elimination game, you can bet that they'll take a few more gambles.
Joe B., how significant is it for the Caps to end this thing here in game five? Just from a rest standpoint, their opponent next round, Carolina, needed double overtime last night, but they did get a game five win, so they're not going to go deep into their series.
Yeah, and Spencer used an interesting couple of words, couple of sentences earlier today. People are asking about killer instinct, the chance to finish when you have it, do it the first time. And Spencer looks at everybody and goes, hey, it is amazingly difficult just to win a playoff game in this league because of the parity. He called it a gauntlet. You go through a gauntlet just to win a game. So he's fixated on just one thing: urgency level and best performance. He wants game five to be Washington's best game of the series because everybody is assuming Montreal is going to give you their best punch. And I understand that thought process. It makes perfect sense. Also, what I think is when you look at four games in this series, yes, Washington is in control 3-1. They haven't played nearly their best yet. So maybe that is tonight. And if that's the case, that's wonderful in the sense that you'll be on relatively equal rest. Should you prevail in this game, should you eliminate Montreal, your next opponent is Carolina. Carolina got through with things last night in overtime. It would be great to not have to make, if you're a Capitals fan, to extend this series longer and longer and exert more energy before you get rid of Montreal. If you get that chance, play well, urgency level, best performance, beat them to the punch in front of your own fans, and get set and wait for the schedule maker to set round two up.
Joe B., at the top of the Caps scoring chart here for this series so far, it's Stromer, Pavelier, Ovechkin, McMichael, all those guys have obviously jumped off and had great series. Who's somebody that doesn't have a ton of points, maybe that probably deserves more or has kind of played better than maybe the stat sheet would indicate?
Yeah, it's interesting. I always expect Tom Wilson to score well against Montreal, and I know he did so during the regular season. He does so season after season, and it would not be surprising. I know he got an empty netter in game four. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see him jump up in the power play situation tonight. I expect him to get a lot of chances. If there are opportunities afforded the Caps to play man up, I think you're going to see a Wilson power play goal tonight. I just do. And I think 5-on-5, McMichael, Dubois, Wilson have been controlling play for the most part. It's not that like I'm saying they have to rely upon power play goals to get Tom on the board. I think that he's the guy, though, that jumps out at me. Strome has been so good, so consistent for so long. And I keep saying this to you every time we speak. I think he's criminally underrated. He plays the game at his speed. His vision is so good. He slows the game down. He finds open space. He finds open players. Spencer Carberry affectionately and in the best way possible refers to him as a hockey nerd. This is a guy who lives and loves the game. I just know you can count upon him, and he's clicked nicely with Ovechkin and Beauvillier. That's why I'm curious to see where, if Alexei Protas is good to go tonight, would you put Protas back with Stroman and Ovechkin, a line you've had success with? Or would you just stay with Beauvillier, who's produced consistently for you? I guess if you start jumbling things around, it just pushes depth deeper, further, talent deeper, further down your lineup. But that's for the head coach to make up his mind.
The outstanding Joe Beninati here on Grant and Danny. We'll end the conversation with the theme of the night. And you've mentioned him several times, including in that answer. But Alexei Protas, calibrate our expectations correctly here. He's been out a few weeks. I know Carb said it hasn't been months. He'll be fine. But this is a different level of action. How do you anticipate him playing tonight?
I've loved what I've seen the last couple of days in practice, Grant, but that's not full blast NHL Stanley Cup playoff pace. So, you know, we talked to Carberry, we talked to the coaches, we talked to other players. You know, what are the challenges going to be for Alexei if and when he comes back in this series? And assuming that it's tonight, we're going to make that assumption. Everybody was talking about pace of play. Okay, he's coming back off of a foot injury. So this is going to be warp speed compared to what he's been doing in practice and in rehab. Touches. Alexei has improved so much in the way he has handled the puck, touches, make those passes on one-touch shots. He's been awesome this year. I think he's been the most improved player in the entire NHL. So pace, touch, and it comes down to physicality. this has been a hard series. And at 6'6", 240, I want that guy in the demolition derby. I want him to feel like he could throw his weight around. So those are the three challenges for him, and I fully expect Alexei to do well, but give him some time. This has been a difficult thing for him to overcome.
Joe B., you're the best. Have a great call tonight.
Guys, my pleasure. Happy to do it.
The great Joe Beninati here on Grant and Danny. Our double play is next, and at 4 o'clock, your chance to win tickets to Old Glory Rugby DC on Grant and Danny.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sunday. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.